For example, PI 3030 to this date is 03/11/2023. Dictation is for Julia Granados. Granados spells G-R-A-N-A-D-O-S. Julia spells J-U-L-I-A. The report is 12/30/1977. This is a 45-year-old female here with painful lower extremities, period. She stated that she has burning sensation in her lower extremities and has lots of prominent veins that is also painful in her legs, period. She said at work she's on her feet all day, does a lot of walking, and noticed pain increase with this activity, period. She denies trauma. She says pain is approximately 6/10, worse with touch and motion, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Family history is none. The social history, she denies tobacco, drugs, or alcohol use. Next paragraph. Medication is none. Next paragraph. Allergies is none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed, noted for bilateral leg pain diffusely from the waist down. Prominent veins in bilateral lower extremities. No shortness of breath, no chest pain. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented in mild distress. The vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 112/78. Pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.33. Next paragraph, HEENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to mild obesity, no tenderness to palpation, no rebound, no guarding, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no tachypneic, no coughing, no paradoxical motion, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Wells criteria was used to assess her risk for DVT. Based on Wells criteria, risk is low. Namely, no recent surgery, no tachycardic, no bloody sputum, no prior history of DVT. Next paragraph, cardiac rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities. Bilateral craft is diffuse, snake-shaped veins that are prominent, tendon to palpation. They are warm to touch. No Holman sign, no lower extremity size is symmetrical. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is varicose veins, number 2 calf pain bilateral. Today, it plans include the ultrasound of her lower extremity to assess for DVT. However, the study cannot have been done because of tech was not available. Patient was advised to go to the emergency room to have her calf evaluated. She said she would prefer to wait and come back on Monday. Next paragraph, on Monday when patient come, we will have requisition for ultrasound. We'll do a complete physical on this patient. We can do labs. These labs will include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, D3, T4. And she was sent home today with Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, compression stockings, 1 pair, thigh high. She was advised to wear them on a daily basis, especially when she works and be on her feet for a long period of time. She was given an injection of Toradol in the clinic today, 60 milligrams IM. She was observed for 15 minutes more and reevaluated. She reports no signs and symptoms of side effects from the medication. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. He says she has none, and the patient.